Hi there, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening live tonight. If you are listening on May 12th, 2013, then you are listening to Donna Fox Live. If, in fact, you're listening to me on another day, then this is a pre-recorded show. What does live mean to you? Live means you can call in and talk to me personally, and you can ask your questions of the Akashic Records. This program is called Akashic Wisdom, and it is the program we talk about the wisdom of the Akashic Records. And if you've tuned in, you know that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed is registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So you can call in to these wonderful numbers at 888-429-5471. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, that's toll-free. If you're not, you want to give us a call, and you're from another country, or you want to just call direct, you can call 530-763-1574. So let's talk about the Akashic Records. Had a little bit of a technical glitch getting me up on the air here, but here we are. And a happy Mother's Day to everybody who's listening out there, all you moms-to-be, all your grandmoms, and all the folks who acted like a mom to their wonderful human beings that they have raised, loved, and nurtured. So, again, my name is Donna Fox, and a little history. I've been working with the Akashic Records for going on 17 years now. It's a long time. And what have the records helped me do? Well, the records actually helped me raise my children. The records helped me understand and are continuing to help me understand who I truly am. Because we are not static in beings. We are not just one thing. We are multi-level, multi-dimensional, multi-consciousness beings of light, not just a single-layer human being. We have so much more that we have to offer ourselves, and so much more than we have to offer humanity, and so much more that we have to offer the planet and the universe, that we are just scratching the surface with understanding more about ourselves. So the folks that I like to work with are the folks that want to work on themselves and expand their consciousness. I do individual consultations, and I teach classes to help people learn and to teach them how to access their own Akashic Records. And I do this all over the country, so I go wherever I'm called, where there's a group of people that would like to hear more about the work, where the group of people would like to learn how to access their own Akashic Records. And I also do the classes in Ohio. We have a class coming up in Ohio on June 22nd and 23rd, and that's the first level where you learn how to access your own Akashic Records. You learn how to work with the Akashic Record energy in every area of your life, and you learn the magnificence of who you are. So, going forward, again, my name is Donna Fox, and you can call in and talk to me anytime you'd like tonight. We're on the air until approximately 5 minutes to 12, that's Eastern Time, or you can email me at info, that's I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. So, it's I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com if you would like to email a question, or if you would like to learn more about the workshops coming up, or if you'd like to learn more about how to have a personal consultation of your own, an individual personal consultation. And I do them on the telephone, or if you're in the Ohio area, you can certainly come and get a one-on-one consultation with me in person. So, what are we talking about tonight? Well, you know, today, again, is Mother's Day. Here in Cleveland, this past week, we have had quite a lot of events, quite a major event happening. If you're at all listening to the news, you know that there were three women who were kept captive for 10 years in a home here in Cleveland by a man. And these young women, one was taken when she was 20 years old. One was taken when she was 16 or 17 years old, and another that was taken when she was 14 years old. And they were about a year or 2 years apart as they were taken by the same person. It was all over the national news. So people have asked me about why people do what they do, why a person would have asked to be or put that in their soul's intention to experience. And I can't access other people's information without their permission. That's not part of what the records do. The Akashic records are not here to go into someone else's Akashic records unless I have their permission. However, that being said, it's very important to understand the types of contracts, and that is even the wrong word. It's not a contract so much as it is a soul agreement between not just two souls, but a soul level agreement that offers up an opportunity for human beings, since we're on planet Earth, we're going to talk about human beings, to understand and experience, and either by observation, by actually experiencing it. Now remember, if you've been listening to the Akashic Records program, the Akashic Wisdom Show, you've understood that, or you heard me say from the records, that in this life, or in this realm, there are no victims, there are no perpetrators. There are only experiences and observations. And so then we have a situation like this where these women were, you know, from the outside world, from a human point of view, clearly victimized by a perpetrator. And from the outside world, we would say that they were victims for the last 10 years. And clearly, we could feel that way. Now, remember when we started the program, we said that there are so many levels and layers and fields of consciousness that we hold. So let's just take a look at that first level. So from a point of view that they are victims, they've been victims for the last 10 years, and this perpetrator had held them in captivity. What's about to happen is that the true experiences, or the weight of the experiences, or the details of the experiences of these women are going to be coming forward in much more graphic detail, probably than any one of you really want to know. And what's important to understand is that our observation of what these women went through comes forward in a way that we are now observers of the experience. There is much good that's going to come out of this, even though there was much sadness and pain. And that is yet to be It is yet to be determined the type of positive aspects. But just for starters, what happens here is that we need to first understand that this happened right before Mother's Day. And what does mother represent but nurturing? Mother represents protection. Mother is our first experience of being shielded and loved and cared for. And when we look at a situation like what happened with these three women, it makes Mother's Day even more poignant and more important. This is not saying that that their moms did anything wrong. That's not what we're saying here. What we are saying is that there is an opportunity for not only mothers and fathers to truly embrace their children and become much more aware of how to protect them and how to educate them as to what not to do or what not to experiment with, as well as we have the opportunity, all right, to truly appreciate our children more. I mean, these women were they've lost 10 years with their families, with their youth. And from a metaphysical point of view, we say everything happens for a reason. So we need to really look at what is our reason and what is our captivity. How have we kept ourselves in bondage? Now, you know, people will say, well, Donna, how can you compare what these women went through, these poor women went through, and what a human being does to themselves? Well, the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying very easily, we really need to look at how we have kept ourselves enchained, how we have kept ourselves captive, how we have limited our own abilities, our own exposure to the world, to our talents, to our existence. And we need to look at how we can shift that and give ourselves a new beginning. Pete, you know, this time of year is a time for rebirth. It's a time for starting over. Not just the new year, but in spring, you know, all the flowers come out and the blossoms come out. We want to look at our opportunity to break free of our own bondage and our own enslavement, if you will. And, you know, I talk to people who want to know what their soul's purpose is. And I talk to them, and people say, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records will come back and say, what is it that you truly desire? And people will say, I don't know. So today, I would like you to look back to when you were a child. When you were a child, nothing was unlimited to you. You could dream about anything. Even if you were in an abusive household, there were times where you dreamt about leaving and you had an idea in mind of what you would like to do. And so I ask you that if you're struggling with what your purpose is or what you truly want to do or what your passion is, I encourage you to look at the way you played as a child. What did you dream about doing? What did you always want to do when you were a child? Was it to be an actress or a singer or a veterinarian or a doctor or who, what field as a child did you want to go into? And then what I'm suggesting is that, and I'm saying, and when I say I, I'm talking about I'm hearing from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. What we're saying is that you need to look at who you are today and the essence of what you wanted to be. Now, there's some kids that will say, I wanted to be a high jumper, or I wanted to be a star basketball player, and you're now 65, and being a star basketball player may be hard for you because your knees just aren't going to help you. But the essence, okay, of who you wanted to be was a winner, was a champion. The essence of being an actress or a singer or a performer, and you feel, let's say, that you're past your prime, but the essence was that you wanted to perform, you wanted to be in the spotlight, you wanted to be able to please people or entertain people. Each one of these things that have just been mentioned, you can still do. There was a special today on television where Cher's mom always wanted to be a singer. And I didn't see the whole one, but what I'm being reminded of is that at the age of 83, which is how old she is, I think, now, she just released her first album. She tried to do it when she was 50, and it didn't work. And yes, this is already after Cher was popular. But the reality is she went ahead and did it even at the age of 83. So we would like you to understand. We would like you to look at, who do you want to be? What is the essence of your desire? And if you have, if you're having a hard time with that, or if you would like some guidance on that, if you would like to, if you have questions about how you can create it, we encourage you to call in. Call in and let's talk. You can ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones pretty much anything you'd like. And remember, the toll-free numbers here in the United States are 888-429-5471. Or if you want to dial direct, our country code is 011. And you can dial direct at 530-763-1574. So the idea here is that you have the opportunity to be whoever it is you choose to be. And the essence is there for you. So I'd like you just to consider that. Consider that possibility. I'd also like to share with you a friend of mine is named Paul Lloyd Warner. And he's a magnificent composer and musician. And he has three CDs out. One is called The Circle of Healing. The other one is called An American Symphony, and the other one is Symphony for Humanity. And he is offering those three CDs this week for Mother's Day, this one week only, for 40% discount. And I would like to encourage you to go to his website and get a sample. I think he's got a little samples on his website. So this, he's only charging $45 plus shipping and handling. I guess the regular price, excuse me, is $45. But this week only, he's offering the CDs, all three of them, for only $27 for all for plus tax and shipping and handling. So I let me give you his website address, which is Waterfall Music. Pretty sure that's the right one. I hope that's the right one. Or maybe it isn't. I apologize. Back up on that. It's musicforpeace.com. So, and you can listen to the music, and you can learn more about Paul Lloyd Warner. You can experiment. This price is only good until the 19th, so you only have this week to get that wonderful, wonderful CDs. And again, you want to go to website is musicforpeace, P-E-A-C-E.com, and you can listen for samplings. And by the way, the shipping is only $5.95 for all three CDs. So you're talking a little bit over $30 for three wonderful CDs that will open your hearts, create balance between your mind and body, inspire you, and help you truly move into your center for you to become the person that you've always wanted to be. So I encourage you to go ahead and go to the website musicforpeace.com, and if you order them and you want to say that you heard it on the Akashic Wisdom Show with Donna Fox, that's great. I don't get anything out of it. But Paul Lloyd Warner is a wonderful, wonderful musician, and his music is absolutely beautiful. So I strongly encourage you to give that a shot and listen and go for it. So I'd like to also now talk about Mother's Day. So what have you done special for Mother's Day? How are you celebrating Mother's Day? And how have you nurtured yourself on this wonderful day for moms? I was actually very blessed. I was able to be with my daughter and her three children, and my son and his wife and their two children. And I got cards, and I was able to Skype with my son and his wife and my other grandson, who's a little boy. He's not quite 18 months old yet. So I am truly blessed with family around me, and I would love to hear about what you did today. And you're having some challenges with relationships, whether it be a family relationship or a romantic relationship. You can certainly call in and talk about what you need to know. Many times when we're dealing with relationships and we have challenges, it has a lot to do with how we're perceiving it. Some of my greatest lessons in life have been with challenging relationships that I've experienced. And one of the things that I always like to look at is, if I'm having a challenging relationship with someone, I have to look at how I'm creating that, or what lesson is it for me. There's a saying that says, when you're having a challenge with something, is what is there about you that I don't like?